There's going to be another vote in Logan County next week regarding a wind farm. That's the discussion topic for this week's State Journal Register WUIS Business Report. Tim Landis, business editor at the SJR, joins us. Tim, kind of give us the background on this wind farm and what we're looking at.
Well, this is proposed in southern Logan County. It would be 81 turbines and about a $400 million project. It's been a while since we've had a big wind farm project like this in the works in the Springfield region. Back in January, the county board wound up on a 6-6 tie vote to approve a conditional use permit, so the project couldn't continue. Apparently, the company's gone back and made some changes, and now it's scheduled for a second vote next Tuesday.
And the public will have a chance to express their views yet this week, is that right?
They will. There's actually going to be two meetings. The county board has scheduled one for 7 p.m. Thursday at the Logan County Courthouse in Lincoln, basically to take public comments. As with many of these big energy projects, there's been some concern among residents about the effects on the environment and land values, that type of thing. There will be a second meeting at 7 p.m. Tuesday, also at the Logan County Courthouse. They plan to take public testimony if necessary, but that's primarily been called for a vote. Now, there have been some changes made to the project that presumably would make it more acceptable, and they would get that one more vote they needed. But they're expecting a big turnout here, so perhaps it's certainly not a done deal.
I've been driving by the Esquire Theater, and there's a little bit less of it each time I go by. That's just one of several demolition projects around Springfield right now.
It is a busy summer for demolition projects. You mentioned the Esquire, the old Bel Air Motel on South 6th Street. Basically, that lot has been cleared. The Lodge Motel, also on South 6th Street, demolition is well along there. And out on the northeast side of the city, the old Pillsbury Mills plant. Demolition work continues there, although that's mostly seems to be salvage work, and chances are it'll be a while before we see all of that structure gone.
And there's a Springfield small business that has maybe quietly been expanding. Can you tell us about Springfield Electric's latest?
They are. They're one of those locally owned companies that, in this case, it's been around since 1932. Their primary business is wholesale electrical contractors and industrial suppliers. They are based here in Springfield, and they just added their 17th location in Edwardsville. So they now have expanded to the point they have locations in Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa. So there's something up over 300 employees now.
Tim Landis, business editor of the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.